This podcast was recorded on the land of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. The Beanies wish to pay their respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Maybe we should say thank you when we sing.
Mr. Grown-Up went home for spaghetti.
And close your eyes and wake your imagination.
I do like balls.
The board in the car.
Let's ask.
Professor Know
It
All.
What's the finest specimen you have?
It's relish.
Oh,
man.
Mamma mia. Now the Mona Lisa has the blues.
This is the Beanie Show and Tell.
Hi, Mini Beanies.
It's the Beanies here with another show and tell, and today we've got a message from Isla.
Hi, Isla.
Hi, Isla.
Good morning, Beanies. My name is Isla, and I am 6 years old.
Hi, Isla. Lovely to meet you. What have you got to tell us about today?
My birthday, and I just turned six.
6 years old. Hey, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Isla.
Happy birthday
to you.
Hey, when you sing happy birthday, are you the person that goes hip hip or are you a hooray?
I'm a hooray.
You're a hooray?
I will do precisely two hip hips.
Oh, yeah.
And
but
then see what the crowd does.
Are you the default hip hip?
I know. I only do two.
Wow.
And then does everyone panic?
And then I see the room crumble.
That's so evil.
Wow, that's... Yeah, you just want to see the world burn.
Wow.
Breaking rules.
Goodness.
What do you do, Laura? You're a hip hip, aren't you?
I'm a firm hip hip. Yeah. I will always lead the hip hip just because I feel like other people get nervous about it and I don't want other people to feel nervous. So I just go straight in with the hip hip and then everyone goes, hooray, because then they know they don't have to do it.
And do you follow up with a strong hooray as well? Do you hooray your own hip hip?
No, I stick with the hip hips.
Okay.
Yeah, just so everyone knows who's leading the ship.
Well, you don't want to carry the whole weight.
But what if you hip hip and no one hoorays?
Then I will cry.
So that would go like this.
Happy birthday to you.
Hip hip. Oh. Oh no. Please don't do that at my birthday.
You ready?
Happy birthday to you. Hip hip.
Hooray.
Hip hip.
Hooray.
Oh, it's horrible. Well, it's my birthday soon, and if either of you do any of those things at my birthday, I will be very sad.
Well, I don't hip hip, so mine would go like this.
Happy birthday to you.
Hooray.
And what did you do for your birthday?
Well, I played some games and treasure hunt.
And what did you find in your treasure hunt?
Oh, treasure hunt, fun.
Treasure.
We found little umbrellas, balls with tiny faces on them, and pom-poms.
Balls with tiny faces on them?
Well, little umbrellas.
Are those little umbrellas to cover the balls with the tiny faces on?
Yeah. Well,
it has been raining.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
those
keep
little...
Keep your tiny face dry on the ball.
Yeah. That sounds really fun.
It does sound fun.
Oh, Isla, did you have a cake at your birthday party?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Elsa cake, and it had marshmallows, and it was flavoured chocolate, and we put snowflakes all over it. It was pretty cool.
And Elsa.
Frozen. Like,
with
what?
Snowflakes.
Oh, do you think it was an ice cream cake? A frozen
ice cream cake.
A frozen cake?
Yeah.
Well, the cold doesn't bother me anyway.
That sounds like a really nice cake. It'd be a shame if somebody put heaps of effort into that cake and just let it go.
Oh!
Hey! That's on Michael Beanie.
Yeah, I've watched that movie once.
Once? Just once?
Yep.
Oh, what about Frozen 2? Did you like Frozen 2?
No, just once.
Well, I think the Mini Beanies would agree with me that Frozen 2 is an excellent piece of film. It is...
Film!
It is...
It's cinema.
Cinematic masterpiece, yeah. I believe.
Laura, I haven't seen Frozen 2.
I've not seen Frozen 2 either.
Is Elsa in it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Does it get cold?
Does the cold bother her anyway?
Beanies! Neither of you have seen Frozen 2!
Nah.
It's so good! The reindeer sing, Elsa wears this really cool pantsuit.
Mm. Ooh, pantsuit.
That everywhere when I said pantsuit. I'm too excited. But yeah, let's definitely watch Frozen 2 right after this.
Yeah. Beanie, you can't see Laura right now, but she just crumbled in on herself with that.
It's so good. And they do like a boy band song with the reindeers.
Yeah. The reindeer.
Yeah.
But I always feel like sequels to movies are never as good as the original. I know you're going to get upset because you love Lion King 2.
Lion King 2!
Yeah.
disagree.
And spaghetti's my favourite, Michael.
Yes. Oh, yeah, it's always nice to come across another spaghetti aficionado. yep, that word.
On your Isla.
But don't eat spaghetti with mould all over it, because it would be yuck.
That's how the spaghetti gets good.
Ew.
You know, bit of
mold. Ew.
I actually agree.
You've got to save the last bite and squirrel it away.
You gotta squirrel it away.
What about spaghetti with some sort of blue cheese in it, like gorgonzola or something? That would be technically mold. Because blue cheese is just moldy cheese.
I think we're into something.
Have you ever had gorgonzola risotto?
Oh, mini beanies. I accidentally ordered a very strange dish while we were on tour that had lots of blue cheese on it, and it wasn't very nice.
No, it was very bad.
It was essentially rice and cheese.
Yeah. Anyway, enough of moldy cheese. What else happened at your birthday party, Isla?
Well, we had blue decorations and I invited lots of people.
Yeah, nice big party.
Yeah, lots of friends at your party.
Yeah, lots of friends at parties is fun.
But it's quality over quantity.
That's true. I once had a birthday party, which was a sleepover with my best friend. And it was just her and I. And we had so much fun. We watched movies and ate snacks and we decorated the cake together. It was really good.
Yeah, sometimes I have parties just by myself.
Is it a spaghetti party?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I just, make spaghetti, watch lots of cartoons. It's great.
What a party.
Yeah, it's a great party.
See ya.
Bye, Isla.
Yeah, thanks, Isla. That was so interesting.
Bye, Isla.
Do you have a question for the beanies, like...
What is your favourite dinosaur?
Do you have something to show the beanies, like...
I have a pet puppy dog.
We want to hear from you, so ask your big person to help record your voice and send it to the beanies.
Send it to hello@thebeanies.com.au.
And keep listening to the Beanies podcast to hear your own show and tell. We can't wait to hear what you have to show and tell us.
Maybe we should say thank you when we see.
Mr. Grown-Up went home for spaghetti.
And close your eyes and wake your imagination.
I do like balls.
The board in the car.
Let's ask.
Professor Know
It All. What's the finest specimen you have?
It's relish.
Oh, man.
Mamma mia. Now the Mona Lisa has the blues.
This is the Beanie Show and Tell.